We read in the Heavenly Doctrine, baptism was instituted to be a sign that a man is to be of the church, and as a memorial that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than a spiritual washing, which is regeneration. All regeneration is accomplished by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that the man is of the church and that he can be regenerated. For in the church the Lord is acknowledged who alone regenerates. And there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith by which regeneration is effected. Justin and Andwin, you've come forward that this child may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the Lord's church. On earth here, further from the Word, of the Lord, as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. From Psalm 119, how shall a young man make his path pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought after thee. Let me not go astray from thy commandments. In my heart I have secretly kept thy sayings, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told all the judgments of thy mouth. I have joy in the way of thy testimonies, as over all wealth. I will contemplate on thy precepts and will look to thy paths. In thy statutes I will be pleased. I will not forget thy word. Reading from the Gospel of Mark. And they brought to him little children that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. And having taken them up in his arms, he set his hands on them, and he blessed them. Reading from the Heavenly Doctrine from True Christian Religion. The first use of baptism is introduction into the Christian church, and at the same time, insertion among Christians in the spiritual world, where everyone is inserted into societies and congregations according to the quality of the Christianity inside him or outside of him. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Savior, and follow him. The third use of baptism, which is the final use, is that man may be regenerated. Further from True Christian Religion, infants are introduced by baptism into the Christian heaven, and their angels are assigned to them by the Lord to take care of them. Therefore, as soon as infants are baptized, angels are appointed over them, by whom they are kept in a state to receive faith in the Lord. But as they grow up and come into their own right and reason, these guardian angels leave them, and they draw into association with themselves such spirits as make one with their life and faith. From all this it is clear that baptism is insertion among Christians in the spiritual world also. By baptism, not only infants, but all others are inserted among Christians in the spiritual world, because peoples and nations in that world are distinguished from each other according to their religions. Reading further from the Heavenly Doctrine in the work, Conjugal Love. A sphere of innocence and peace flows into the souls of parents and conjoins itself with the same sphere with infants, and is insinuated especially by touch. The Lord's innocence flows into angels in the third heaven, where all are in the innocence of wisdom, and passes through the lower heavens, but only through the innocent affections of angels there, and so it inflows both directly and indirectly into little children. Further from the work Conjugal Love, a perpetual union of love and wisdom, or a marriage of good and truth, flows in from the Lord, the creator and sustainer of the universe. From this marriage or union, the male receives the truth or wisdom, to which the good of love is conjoined by the Lord according to reception. The reception takes place in the understanding, and from this, the male is born to become intellectual. All of this can be seen from various characteristics with the male, especially from his affection, his application, his ways, and his form. From the affection of the male, in that it is an affection of learning, understanding, and being wise. The affection of learning in boyhood, the affection of understanding in adolescence and early manhood, and the affection of being wise from this manhood to old age. From all this, it is plain that his nature or innate disposition inclines to the formation of an understanding. Consequently, that he is born to become intellectual. But because this cannot be effected except from love, therefore the Lord adjoins love to him according to his reception, that is, according to his spirit, that he wants to become wise. From his application, which is to such things as are intellectual or in which the understanding predominates, most of which are forensic and regard public uses. From his ways, all of which partake of the predominance of the understanding, from this it is that the actions of his life, which are meant by his ways, are rational, or if not, he wishes them to seem so. Moreover, masculine rationality is conspicuous in his every virtue. From his form, in that it is different and entirely distinct from the female form, add to this that in him is the prolific principle. And this is from no other source than the understanding, being from the truth, from good, there. From the work Arcana Celestia. That Joshua represents fighting truth is evident from the fact that he was commanded to fight against Amalek, that is, against the falsities from interior evil. This war must be waged by truth made fighting against through the influx of divine truth. The truth divine itself, which proceeds immediately from the Lord, is not fighting, but pacific. For it is peace itself, because it proceeds from the divine good of the Lord's divine love. But in order that it may become fighting truth, it flows into such angels as are in ardent zeal for truth and good, and who, being excited by this zeal, fight. Hence comes the fighting truth, which is represented by Joshua. Finally, from Deuteronomy. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thy heart, that Yahuwah, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy sons after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the ground which Yahuwah thy God gives thee forever. Amen. Justin and Andwin, can you come forward with your son? Justin and Andwin, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord that he may be baptized with water. For then the Lord may baptize him with the Holy Spirit and with fire. By this act, you enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask. Do you for yourselves and for this child believe that God is one, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one? Do you for yourselves and for this child believe that evils should not be done, because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that good should be done, because they are of God and from God?
I do.
Do you therefore wish this child to be baptized into the new church and thereby associated with the new Christian heaven?
I do.
Let us pray. O merciful Lord, help this child grow in the knowledge and strength of thy word. Send thine angels to protect him, that they may remember that thou art always near, and that he may be kept from evil ways and learn to do what is good. Lead the parents of this child in the way of wisdom and love, so that in their guidance of him, they may prepare him for a life of use, here on earth and forever in thy kingdom. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise. Justin and Andwin, will you name this child?
Joshua Bryan.
Joshua Bryan Hendricks, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Please be seated. By baptism, Joshua is now enrolled and numbered in heaven among those who receive in heart the Lord. In the Lord's divine providence, he was born in the world and entrusted to your care, that by life in the world he may be prepared for life in heaven. And you are given the privilege of cooperating with the Lord to this end. Therefore, seek for the light and knowledge to guide you in the performance of your part of this work. Lead this child to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as his God and Father. Teach him the Lord's Prayer, that he may be introduced into the worship of the Lord. Teach him the Ten Commandments, that he may learn to shun evils as sins. Instruct him in the Holy Scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem, that he may be prepared for regeneration. In this way, you will promote his happiness and in this life and his eternal welfare in the world to come. May the Lord keep your going out and your coming in from this day forth and even forevermore. Amen.